listen now for Call to Worship, a half-hour program dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by the Zion Chapel in Holland.
For a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. Reading today from Jeremiah chapter 15, reading the first verse. Then said the Lord unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. And then going to the fifth verse, for who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem? Or who shall bemoan thee? Or who shall go aside to ask, what doest thou? How thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord, thou hast gone backward. Therefore I will stretch out my hand against thee, and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. And I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their ways. And then going to the 10th verse, woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. And then going to the 15th verse, O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me. And revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy words were found. I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. for I am called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, neither rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual, and my wound incurable, which refuseth to be healed? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as a liar, and as waters that fail? Therefore thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced, brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee, and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked. I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. Let's pray that we may have understanding of these words as they pertain to Jeremiah, to Judah, and also as they have application for us today. Our Father, we give thanks for this blessed word, this holy word, the Holy Scriptures. We pray, Father, that we might have understanding of it, and that our understanding might be opened by the Holy Spirit, even by thee, Lord Jesus, as the apostles' understanding was opened on the day of thy resurrection. We think of thy word to them before that. Are ye yet without understanding? And Father, we confess that often we have been without understanding. And Father, we may not know it today, that we lack understanding. We pray that we may have the understanding of ourselves before thee as sinners, of thee as the holy God, and as Christ, the only hope for us, both as mediator, but also one to rule over us, one to be the great shepherd to lead us, one to guide even as Jeremiah was guided and the promises were given. We pray, Father, that many laborers might be called today to go into the fields which are white of the harvest, to gather in the lost sheep, to be thy witnesses, Lord Jesus, to again fill this earth, the whole earth, with the knowledge of thee, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is in thy name, Lord Jesus, that we pray and give thanks. Amen. As we continue here with the word of God to Jeremiah, very sad words, first verse of that 15th chapter of Jeremiah. Then said the Lord unto me, Jeremiah speaking, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. That is what Jeremiah tells us the Lord said to him. The Lord himself speaking to Jeremiah. What a time. We often hear of our forefathers in this nation and the forefathers of other nations, the forefathers of the church, the Reformation fathers, the Puritan fathers, and on and on. And in every generation, many would quote those of the past. I was reading last night of somebody that was writing in the 16th century, during the 1500s, and they were quoting the men from the year 100 A.D., 200 A.D., 300 A.D., and others of that time, quoting them. Sometimes we think we believe like them, and certainly that was one of the errors of the Jews. They said, we are Abraham's seed. They also said, we are Moses' disciples. The Lord Jesus said, if you believe Moses, you would have believed in me, for he wrote of me. They did not believe in the Lord Jesus, and they evidently did not rightly believe the message of Moses, even though they thought they did. John the Baptist said to them, say not unto yourselves, we have Abram to our father. They like to describe themselves as Abram's children, or having Abram for their father. But they were not like Abraham. They had not learned as Abraham learned from God. And here, God says to Jeremiah, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, Moses had pled at times for God to spare the people that Moses was leading, and God at times heard him. There was also a time when finally God said, these 10 times have they sinned. And then it was too late for them to go on to be blessed of the Lord. That generation had to die in their unbelief. And here was also a generation in unbelief. God said to them, as we read in the 5th verse, oh, for who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem? Or who shall bemoan thee? Or who shall go aside to ask how thou doest? Thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord. Thou art gone backward. Therefore I will stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary of repenting. And then the 7th verse, and I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their ways. Their ways. The people thought they were right. They even had gone so far as to say, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord is this. Our ways are one with God's temple. And evidently they thought their ways were one with the Lord. They said, as we can read a little bit later, in the 18th chapter, the 18th verse, speaking against Jeremiah, they said, come, let us devise devices against Jeremiah. And then listen to these words, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor the counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, let us smite him with a tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. That was what Jeremiah was complaining about in this 15th chapter, how they persecuted him, how they would not hear him. And he was wearying under it and did not want to speak rightly to them. That's why God had said, if thou return, then I will bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Yes, they thought they were right. They thought their prophets were right. The prophets who cried, peace, peace, when there was no peace, and the people loved to have it so. And remember what God says through Jeremiah. They cried, peace, peace, when there was no peace. Isaiah had written a number of years earlier, there is no peace, saith our God, to the wicked. They are like the troubled sea. We are like that today in our nation. People run to psychologists. Tell me what to do. Tell me my problems. Often peace, peace. And it is declared that, well, what are the problems are with others? You are in a dysfunctional family, or there, your trouble is there or there or there, outside of yourself. Too often. Or all of the medication that people take is, we describe it, popping pills. Why? Because there's no peace. No contentment. No resting. Even though the Lord Jesus had said so plainly, and many in our nation can know it and should know it, as he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Rest. Peace. Comfort. Christ can give it. In our unrestful world, our unrestful nation, oh, how quick we listen when somebody says, I have the answer. We have that in politics. We've heard it again in recent months. As a people, we vote for those that we think will give us a better life. Give us the answer. Give us peace. Give us contentment. Give us what we want. Sometimes even in our covetousness, give us what we don't deserve. Give us what we haven't earned. Take it away from somebody else. All of that is the natural man. All of that are our natural ways. And what is it, where does it leave us? As Paul said to Timothy, in meekness, instruct those that oppose themselves. Peradventure, God may grant them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. The snare of the devil. More people, I fear, are listening to the devil today than to the Lord Jesus, who said, as we just quoted, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The devil gives unrest, fear, an evil conscience, darkness, pride, but without true contentment and true happiness. That's where these people were. That's where they had been for some time. Jeremiah, at this time, had been called by God and was preaching these number of years, about 29, 28 or 29 years, that he had preached and preached and preached and preached the word. God had said to him in the beginning, "Speak all that I command thee. Bring to them the word of the living God." That's the answer. If they had heeded that, even as Jeremiah said in the earlier chapters, if you return to the Lord, or if you repent and return to the Lord, you will not remove from the land. Now the removing had begun. The death had come. Famine. We didn't read all of the verses of the 15th chapter. The third verse stated, "I will appoint over them four kinds, saith the Lord, the sword to slay, the dogs to tear, the fowls of heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and to destroy." Evidently, every dog would turn angry and bite their masters. Tear, it says, the dogs to tear. The fowls of the air to eat, to destroy. God can do all of that. God can make anything a blessing. God can make anything a curse. The same paths, the same place can be blessed by God or cursed by God. Read Deuteronomy chapter 28, the first part. Declares the blessings, if we obey, be blessed in every place. The last part of the chapter, cursed be everything, thy store, thy place, thy field. God has blessed our nation in food and nature, doing what the Lord Jesus said. He sent the rain on the just and the unjust. We have again a bountiful harvest, enough for our nation, and that to sell and to give to other nations. God could take that all away, as we said last week. Could be the last time of blessing in nature. I hope not. I hope God will teach us through His Word and will not have to say to us at this point in time, in history of our nation, that He would no longer have pity. "I will stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee, I am weary with repenting." We don't know how many prayers have gone up. Lord, have mercy. Lord, send a revival. Lord, forgive after we have sinned. And we continue to sin. We continue to murder the unborn. You might get weary in hearing it, but we need to hear it and hear it. And we need to not only be hearers of that word, calling us to repentance, but doers of it. Oh, in some places it might be lessening, but all in all, it continues, and in some ways increases, when many want, and the government gives into it to pay for abortions. terrible, to pay for murder. First, a law passed to allow it. Now, laws passed so that it will be paid for. All of us can become guilty in helping pay for murder. They used to call it murder for hire. That's what it is. Hire a doctor to kill a child. Is that what doctors are for? Is that what nurses are for? Is that what mothers are for? No. Is that what a government is for? No. To protect the innocent. To help the helpless. That's what Paul wrote later to the church at Rome. The sword was not given in vain. To protect from the evil. To help those who are helpless. And now we turn that sword around. Use it. Yes, use it. And we've voted in people that want to give this in terrible ways, in more ways. Our whole government is now run by those who want abortion, want to kill. They call it choice, evil choice, free choice to do the wrong thing. Yes, do you think that God looks on us better than he did Judah? When he said, "For who shall have pity on thee? Who shall bemoan thee? Who shall go aside to ask, how doest thou?" No, there would be none. There would be the destroyers that would come, but nobody would pity. Who shall bemoan thee? God says, "Thou hast forsaken me." You're gone backward. We haven't gone back to the faith of our fathers. We've gone backward from God. We've gone backward from those who suffered to give us this land, suffered to establish it, to overcome the wilderness, and to suffer. The first settlers, the first pilgrims, half of them died even the first year in the effort to settle this country, to have a place of freedom, not just for themselves, but for their children, for the generations to come. As some said when they came from Europe to visit, a godly settlement. Godly. They lived godly. They lived like God wanted them to live. And they were blessed in it, even though they were tried, but they didn't give up. Tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope will not leave us to be ashamed if our hope is in God, in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of the world with the Father. Yes, created the world by speaking, as we said last week, by doing it in 6 days, bringing this whole world into existence, every day a part of it. Then finally man, as I read yet today of what used to be an Orthodox church calling itself the Church of the Historic Faith. Well, we don't know if what God tells us through Moses about Adam and Eve is true. I know. It's true, very true. God created Adam in his own image. Adam disobeyed and fell, and we fell with him, sinned, as he sent as our representative. Now we have the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. God hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Have we heard his voice? Oh, it's easy to say he's the Savior of the world. But is he our master? Is he our shepherd? Is he our king? Is he our ruler? He said before he left this earth, "All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth." Power to heal. Power to slay. Power to give peace. Power to punish. That's why the psalmist could say, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from your way when his wrath is kindled but a little." And he goes on to say, "Blessed are all they that put their trust in him." These people did not put their trust in the Lord. They were backward like a generation earlier. that came out of Egypt, died in the wilderness, and other generations that after they had gone into Canaan, there rose another generation that knew not the Lord. And then again and again and again, this happened. They would go with the wicked gods of the heathen, imitate them, take them, make them like them, serve them. And then as God said of Judah earlier, treacherous Judah. Is it any wonder that Jeremiah had to write, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked? That is your and my heart. One hope only in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only did he die for sinners, he can give us a new heart. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, all things are become new. I hope I'm not speaking that to deaf ears. I hope I'm not speaking that to proud church members that never thought you had to be a new creature. Never thought that except you be converted and that you become as little children. Too many that think like the Jews did, like these people at the time of Jeremiah, the time of John the Baptist, the time shortly later with the Lord Jesus. And he said they had not sinned, they had not had sin unless I had spoken to them, and now they have no cloak for their sin. The church today is sinning. Sinning in self-righteousness. Sinning in being separate from others. When we should be our brother's keeper. When we should be seeking a way to glorify God. A way to help our neighbor as ourself. A way to say, how can we find the Lord together? How can we change all of these terrible things, all of these divorces in high places as well as low, in the church, in the seminary, everywhere, in the pulpit, homes broken, going on in pride, remarrying, when God said, he that marrieth her that is divorced committeth adultery against her and with her. All of that is God's word, the word of the Lord Jesus. We talk about the new covenant. He also said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. Love in agreement. Love in pity. Love in respect. Which will it be for you in the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone?
To God be the glory with things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people.